叫我的孩子们大家都要读哈歌书，我也鼓励大家也要读一下。
Yeah, but today I want to share with you another book.
但是今天我要跟你们分享的另一本书。
The book of Malachi.
我们是讲马来基书。
Anybody heard about the book of Malachi?
你们有没有听说过马来基书啊？
I know everybody knows the Gospel of John.
我们都知道，大家都知道约翰
福音。Matthew, right?
或者是马克福音或者马太福音。
A lot of these minor prophet books, I don't even know. When people tell me in Chinese, I don't even know the book is there.
当人们讲到小先知书的时候，当他们讲到书的名称，我都不知道在哪里
前。The prophets are book.About God talk about himself.
这些预言书也是上帝讲他关于他自己的事。
The gospel tell about God's salvation plan to us.
那些福音书是讲神的救恩。
Something we really like to hear.
我们喜欢听。
God going to save us.
上帝怎样拯救我们。
But very often when you read the book of prophets.
当我们讲到那些预言书的时候
，There are many things very difficult to understand.
很难理解。
A very jealous God.
觉得神是一个忌邪的神。
There is an angry God.
觉得神是很愤怒的神。
And the stuff that written in the minor prophet are scary things.
有你当你读那些书的时候，就觉得很惊险，很惧怕。
You read a minor prophet, you get scared of God a little bit.
当你读小先知书的时候，你就会认识。
But today I want to share something that's more interesting. The book of Haggai.
今天我要跟大家分享更有趣的事。
Haggai actually consists of six conversation or six debate.
这个。
Malachi.
我们讲马来基里边， yeah. 马来基书里边有分作六部分来讲。
I think we're going to read each one.
我们要一步一步的读。
We just go through each idea. There's a conversation between God through Malachi and the Israelites.
这是关于到神和马来基的对话。
Let's start from the first one is chapter 1 verse 2.
我们讲读一下马来基书一章二节。
Why don't you read in Chinese first and I'll repeat in English one more time.
耶和华说，我曾爱你们，你们却说你在何事上爱我们呢？耶和华说，你找的是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各。
I have loved you, said the Lord, but you ask.How have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, declared the Lord, yet I have loved Jacob. Here, God is telling the Israelites, I have loved you.
这个时候，耶和华告诉了以色列人，我曾经爱你。
Malachi is written about 150 years after Israelites come back from the exile.
马拉基书是写于以色列人回被逐之后回来以色列的时候，差不多150年之后写的。
It's a relative time of uneventful time in Jewish history.
这是在犹太历史上的。
Uneventful 没有什么特别大的事情。Everybody waiting for Messiah to come.
大家就是正在等待弥赛亚的到来。
So here, God through Malachi told them that I have loved you.
神就是通过马勒基告诉大家，神爱大家。
Actually, here in Chinese, I see 我曾爱你 ，but in English, actually, I have a present perfect tense. I have always loved you in the past. I'm loving you now, and I continue to love you.
神告诉大家，我曾经爱你，现在还爱着你，我会继续的爱着你。
I don't know when God, if the prophet tell you that God love you, how would you, the Israelite actually is very honest, in what way have you loved us?
以色列人很直白，就说你是怎样爱我们的来到。
I don't know God tell you that I have loved you, how would you explain for God? How would anybody explain for God that how you have loved you?
你们怎么解释呢？如果神说，如果神爱你。如果你怎么解释？你如果站在神的角度来讲，你们该怎么解释？
I know I ask a little bit, and people say, oh, I know God loves me because every time I ask help, He helped me.
神说，有的人解释说，我每次请求帮助的时候，神就爱、
oh,
就帮助我，这就是神的爱。
Oh, he gave me food, he gave me food and drink. We got provide us food, so I know God loves me.
或者神赐给我们吃的喝的，所以我就知道神爱我们。
But you come to think about, you know, God provide food for everybody almost.
你知道神是赐给大家的，植物一切的都是神。
Even dog and cat.
哪怕和小猫小狗都有都是神赐
的。And sometimes even your friend can help you when you need it.
你的朋友也可以帮到你当你需要的时候。
In fact, I think a lot of people experience when you pray to God for help, sometimes you hear silence.
有的时候你向神祷告的时候，你觉得你没有听到任何声音。
But here the Malachi's answer is Malachi's answer today, you know Jacob.
马来基就说你知道雅各
No, Jacob, the Esau's brother.
雅各就是以扫的哥哥
God loved
以扫的弟弟
God loved Jacob the same way he loved you.
神爱雅各是 同样的神也爱你们
He loved you because he loved Jacob the same way you know, Esau's brother.
神爱你们就像爱雅各一样
So who is Jacob? Who is Esau? In what way God loved Jacob?
谁是雅各谁是以扫呢为什么神爱雅各呢
This famous story I think you all know the two brothers that are always fighting
这个故事你们大家都应该知道他们这两兄弟经常争战
You know about the Esau who loved the red stew、right?
你们知道以扫喜欢那个红豆汤
And Jacob who liked the promise
雅各却喜欢神的应许。
He liked the blessing, the blessing of the firstborn.
雅各喜欢长子的名分。
The one day, Esau came back from a hunt.
有一天，以扫从打猎回来的时候。
And he saw his brother making the red stew.
他看到弟弟做了红豆汤。
He said, "Give me some of that red." It's actually in the Bible. I'm so hungry.
他说我累坏，我饿昏了。
Give me some of that red stew now.
给我吃一点红豆汤。
But Jacob said that, "Give me your firstborn blessing. Give me your firstborn."
雅各说，那把你的长子的名分就与我
交换。I think Bible actually says that. Esau said, "I'm not ready to die. What use is the firstborn blessing for me?" Give me that soup, it's all. Take it.
以扫说，我都累昏了，累昏了。我这个长子的名分对我来说有什么意义呢
？No, Bible actually, from about the biblical perspective.
从圣经的角度看。
God see two kind of person.
神看有两种人。
In the Old Testament, you see the chosen people.
有的人是被选的，被拣选的。
The chosen Israel, the chosen, and then is the Gentile, the rest of the people.
有的是神拣选了以色列人，其他的人就是外邦人。
Actually, in the Genesis, God talk about these two brothers.
在创世纪里边，神讲到了这两弟兄。
When Rebecca feared the kids fighting in her womb, and
maybe 利百加感受到有。
God tell Rebecca, in chapter 25 verse 23
创世纪二十五章三十节以扫对雅各说创世纪二十五章二十三节耶和华对他说两国在你腹内两族是你从你身上出来
The Lord said to Rebecca two nations are in your womb and two people from within you will be separatedThere are going to be two group of people in the world.
在这个世界上有两族的人。
One is a Jacob.
一族是从雅各而来。
One is a Esau.
一族是从以扫而来。
Jacob is somebody who somehow want blessing. He want to receive the blessing, the invisible blessing.
雅各受了很多的祝福。
He wanted.
他想要这样的祝福。
Esau is very practical.
以扫是很实际的。
He is someone who whatever I can see is real.
他觉得他能看到的东西。
What use is the firstborn blessing?
他觉得这个长子的名分没有任何意义。
The rest too is real.
但是那个红豆汤是真的，他能看见。
Actually, in the book of Hebrew,
在希伯来书讲到。
He said, Esau is godless.
在你讲到以扫是贪婪的人。
贪念。
贪念。希伯来书十二章十六节有贪念世俗如以扫的，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了。
The Bible describes Esau as someone who is godless, but for a single meal, he sold his inheritance right as the oldest son. Esau is somebody who doesn't care for God.
以扫不在乎神。
He doesn't care for spiritual things.
他也不在乎。
Recently, we have been studying the book of Ephesians.
最近我们在学习以弗所书。
God said that there is all kind of spiritual blessing that comes from Him.
所有的都是从神而来的。
That's in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, maybe.
让我们读下以弗所书一章三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，在他在他们。他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
In here, Paul talk about God who would bless us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And what are these spiritual blessings?
这是什么是天上的属灵福气呢？
Some of these blessings is that we are being chosen.
因为我们被拣选的。
Some of the blessing that we are adopted as son and daughter of God.
我们是成为神的子女。
The blessing that we are redeemed.
我们被救恩。
If this spiritual blessing means something to you,
这些一切的福分都对我们都很重要。
If that means something, you are more like Jacob.
你就像雅各一样。
If you are like people, I don't need salvation.
你觉得如果像你嫂一样，你觉得我不需要救恩。
Why do I need to be saved?
为什么我要被拯救呢？
And you are more like Esau.
但是你如果这样子的话，就像你。
You are in the traditional Esau.
你这样子就像传统的以扫。
Here, God Malachi told the Israelite.
马拉基在这里告诉以色列人。
God love you because you are Jacob.
神爱你们，因为你们就像雅各一样。
You are the one that who want to be part of God's plans.
你是神的计划的一部分。
You are in the God's plans.
你就是神的计划的一部分。
You are part of God's what God has to do in the world.
你是神计划中的一部分。
This spiritual blessing is way more than the material thing.
这些从天来的属灵的福气超过世间万物。
For Jacob is the most important thing. And for us, it's also the most important. That's why God loves us, because we are like Jacob.
神爱我们，就因为我们就像雅各一样，我们也在乎从神而来的属灵的一切福气。
Yeah, not just for the material thing.
不只是在乎世间的物质上的东西。
And the second question that Malachi has for them.
第二个问题，马拉基给他们说的。
Maybe we can read it together.
我们可以一起读。
Let's read together. That's in verse chapter 1 verse 6.
马拉基书一章六节，我们一起来。
我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里？
你们却说，我们在大地上要是你的名呢？
Yeah, in English, if I am a father, where is the honor to me? If I am a master, where is the respect for me, says the Lord? But you ask, how have we shown contempt for your name? God said that, tell the Israelites, you show contempt for my name. You don't respect me.
神告诉以色列人说，你们不尊重我。
Very often the prophet tell the Israelites, you really don't respect God.
先知告诉以色列人说，他们不尊重神。
And you know the result is that Israel, that we are the chosen people.
我们是被选的一族。
We write down the law on our sleeve.
在我们的手上都刻下了铭记。
We follow the law.
我们跟着神走。
We keep the festival.
我们保持那些节日。
We bring the sacrifice to God.
我们也向神献祭。
That's why very often after the prophet told them, you have no respect, you have contempt for God.
他们说：“那你们为什么还问说我们不
尊重神呢？” Usually they pick up the stone to kill another liar. How dare you to insult us?
他怎么这样侮辱我们呢？我们可以用石头打掉他们。
That's why, but yet God said that you have no respect for me.
但是神却说你没有尊重我。
Let's read, keep reading. Maybe we can keep reading. Maybe Cherry, you want to read verse 8?
巴拉基书一章八节。你们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？将瘸腿的、有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的神长，他岂喜悦你？岂能看你的情面吗？这是万军之耶和华说的。
In verse 8, Malachi says, when you offer the blind animal for sacrifice, is that not wrong? When you sacrifice lame and diseased animal, is not that wrong?Try offering them to your governor. Will he be pleased with you? Will he accept you? Say the Lord Almighty. It's true, they bring the sacrifice to God.
是真的，他们向神献祭。
When they bring, you know what does the sacrifice do? What does the sacrifice?
那个献祭是为什么要献祭呢？
They bring a lamb.
他们带了小羊。
And bring to the priest.
They killed
it,
祭司那里，然后他们烧掉，然后就烧掉那个小羊。
I guess if you are Israelite, what a waste.
他们其实想想看是多么的浪费。
Usually they bring it, they try to bring the one is ready to die.
他们带来的就是差不多要死去的。
The blind one.
或者是瞎眼的。
The lame.
或者是瘸腿的。
When it's a very good, healthy sheep, keep it at home, don't waste it.
很健康的羊，他们就保持自己，保持。
I think it's normal.
这是正常的，凭正常人想的。
When they come to offer sacrifice to God, who they forgot, there's God there.
他们没有意识到神就在那里。
God said, "I'm the great King."
神说我是万王之王
and the Lord of Lords
是万主之主
I'm greater than the president than the governor
我比省长和比总统都高
but when you come and bring the sacrifice to me
当你向我献祭的时候
you pick the cheapest one
你却选了最差的给我
you pick the blind one
你选了瞎眼的
You give it to your governor. Try to give that to the governor.
试一下把这些献给你的省长。
Will he be happy?
他会高兴吗？
In fact, Malachi said that God is very unhappy.
马拉基说神不喜悦。
God said, all the gold in the world are mine.
神说这一世间的一切都属于我的。
The cattle in the thousand hills, they are all mine.
在世间的一切的动物都是我的。
Yet, when my people bring offering to me.
我的子民带上祭物到我这边。
You bring the cheapest you can find.
但你却选了最差的给我。
And that's what Malachi told the people, God's people.
这是神告诉马拉基告诉以色列人的话语。
I guess they are not too happy when they hear it.
当他们听到这神的话语的时候，他们不高兴。
I think it's probably very true.
我想这应该是真的。
We are worshiping King of Kings, the God of the universe.
我们在敬拜这位万主之主的时候。
Very often we have time for a lot of things.
通常我们有时间去做其他的很多事情。
But when you come to sing to God.
当你来唱歌跟敬拜神的时候
，We really barely have enough time.
我们通常就是没有时间。
And I don't know whether I should read what God's reaction is.
我不知道要不要读一下神的反应是什么。
Because God is really very unhappy with through Malachi. Maybe we'll read it. It's interesting.
神真的不喜悦。
that what God answered to them because of what you sacrificed. He said he is going to.
我们读马来基书二章三节，我必赐着你们的种子，又把你们牺牲的粪抹你们的脸上，你们要以粪一同除掉。
The Israelites think I'm offering a gift to God. I'm bringing an offering to God. God should be very grateful. But God responds, because of you, I will refute your descendants. I will smear on your face the dung from your festival sacrifice, and you will be carried off with it. It's not a happy thing.That's what God is thinking of the nice gift we bring to Him. And then the next conversation. We're going to go to the next conversation with God. That's in chapter 2, verse
8.
Let's read together.
你们却偏离正道，使许多人在律法上跌倒。你们废弃我以利未所立的约，
这是万军之耶和华说的。
我们个人怎么立不下在弟兄，背弃了神与我们列祖所立的约呢
？Again, Malachi told them, you will turn from the way.And by your teaching have caused many to stumble. You have violated the covenant with Levi, said the Lord Almighty. Why do we, and then today, how do we have possibly do that? In the Israel's mind, I don't steal. I do not kill. I don't lie to anybody.I'm probably the most obedient children around.
我应该是最顺服的孩子们。
How dare the prophet always lying about us?
为什么先知总是说谎话呢？
Basically, I will just keep reading.
我们继续往下读。
Verse 14, I think it's not here, but maybe Sherry, you want to read?
Verse 14. 你们还说这是为什么呢？因耶和华在你和你幼年所娶的妻中间做见证，她虽是你的配偶，又是你盟约的妻，你却以诡诈待她。
The Israelites say, "How do we violate the covenant? When do we break the law?" There is no such a thing. Basically,
以色列人说我们哪里破约了？我们哪里违反律法了？
Basically, through Malachi, God said, go ask your wife.
神就告诉他们说，通过马来基说，去问问你们的太太。
Almost your wife will tell you.
你的妻子就会告诉你。
You have been unfaithful to the wife of your youth.
你以诡诈待你的妻子。
For many, very often, when the prophet speaks,
当先知向我们启示的时候，
her life is almost turned on.
这个真的光就点亮了。
We see who we are to some degree.
我们就知道我们真实的自我。
I'm sure when Malachi tell them God's message.
当马来基告诉神的话语的。
Some of them see it and they change and repent.
有的人听了就改变了。
And some probably hear it doesn't mean anything to them.
有的人听了也没有对他们没有产生任何意义。
I'm sure some probably get worse.
有的人可能变得更糟糕。
It's probably all my wife's fault.
可能他们会说这是我太太的错。
Spread rumor about me.
他们老是向我抱怨。
But that's Malachi's message to the Israelites.
这是马来基的信息传达给以色列人的信息。
And then the fourth conversation God has with the Israelites is in chapter 2, verse 17.
第四个对话是在马来基书二章十七节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。你们用言语反锁耶和华，你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢？
Yeah, here God said that You have wearied the law with your word. How have we wearied you, you ask. Again, it's unthinkable for them to think that they are making God their tired. But let's keep reading.
我们继续读。
那你们到17, let me show you, just read you.
你们用。
Verse 17.
Verse
17. 17 in chapter 2.
你们用言语，你们用言语反锁耶和华，你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢？因为你们说凡行恶的，耶和华眼看为善，并且他喜悦他们，或说公义的神在哪里呢？
You have wearied the Lord with your word. They are disturbed. How have we wearied him? You ask. Malachi replied, by saying, all who do evil are good in the eye of the Lord. And that God is pleased with them. Or when they complain, where is the God of justice? When, very often, when we begin to say that life is not fair, when we begin to complain, this is not right.
当我们抱怨这样不对不公平的时候，
I work all the time.
我整天都工作。
I barely have any savings.
我却没有什么存款。
People who cheat and do wrong things seem to be get rich.
那些欺诈人的，通常还更富有。
The world is not just. They're not fair.
这个世界不公平。
When we begin to say things like that,
当我们开始这样的怨言的时候
，Malachi tell you,
马勒就告诉我们
，God is.Bore with your complaint.
神就
感到繁琐了，你的。You are doing the same old complaint from the beginning of history.
说从你们一直都在抱怨，从头到尾。
Because again and again, God sent His prophets.
一次一次的神派遣他的先知来到。
God said that the time of judgment is coming.
神说审判的日子到了。
If you look at the book of Amos,
如果你看到拉红书
Nahum, the book of Nahum,
拉红书
the book of Amos,
还有阿摩斯书
the book of Obadiah,
还有
Obadiah, yeah, all these prophets, they told, they warn again and again.
他们先这些先知一次一次的警戒他们。
God is just.
神是公义的神。
The time of punishment is coming.
这审判的日子就到了。
You know, we all know about the book of Jonah.
我们都知道约拿书。
God told the city of Nineveh, "You're going to be destroyed."
神说尼尼微城要被消灭掉。
And Jonah preached to them, and they repented.
Jonah 向他们为他们传道，他们就悔改了。
And God saved them.
神就拯救了他们。
You know the story. Jonah was so unhappy.
但是Jonah越来越不高兴。
This guy don't deserve to live.
他说他们这些不值得爱的一群。
But you know there's a part two to the story.
但是还有第二部分这个故事。
There's a book called Nahum.
还有拿鸿书。
Nahum is part two of Jonah.
拿鸿书是第二部的约拿书。
Because Nineveh men, they forgot about God.
因为尼尼微人学会了认识了神。
They forgot about what Jonah told them.
因为约拿向他们告诉他们。
And they were destroyed.
他们会被。
Nahum, the book of Nahum actually describes the destruction of Nineveh.
拉鸿书讲到了怎么样毁灭尼尼微的故事。
Very scary tale.
很惊恐。
The history was written before it happened.
这个是讲先写下来之后再发生的。
God told exactly where the gate going to be broken into.
神已经讲到了从哪里开始。
Where, what color the enemy, the soldier wear?
从他们要穿什么样的军装
？How they going to do to their children?
他会怎样去毁灭那些。
And the city is completely wiped out.
他们是想的全部都毁灭整个城。
Actually, very often when we read the minor prophets.
当我们读小先知书的时候
，We read the history, the history in the Bible, history book in the Bible.
我们就读，还有读圣经上的历史书的时候。
The minor prophet is actually written about what happened to all these countries before it actually happened.
小先知书是预言要发生的事情在历史书里面的。
Very often when God tells Habakkuk, I am going to bring judgment.
当神告诉
哈巴谷
他的审判什么时候来的时候，
哈巴谷 says that's not possible, this not cannot be you.
哈巴谷说这不可能，你不会做这样的事。
You are, your eye is too pure.
你的眼睛是纯洁的。
You cannot let somebody worse than us to punish us.
你不可能去惩罚我们。
But God says write it down.
但是神说把它写下来。
This will happen.
这样这是会发生的。
The punishment will come.
审判的日子必来到。
I think throughout the history, there are so many of them, so many things like that happen.
在你有历史书里边有好多都发生了。
I don't know, just like we know Titanic, the story of Titanic.
我们知道泰坦尼克的故事。
They claim a ship that not even God cannot sink it.
他们说那个船沉了。
Even God cannot sink the ship.
神就不会让这个船沉。
他说沉都，神都不可能把它弄沉。
They
build such a way in different compartment, you cannot impossible to sink it.
他们觉得这个船建得很好，不可能把它，不可能会下沉。
But on the maiden voyage, 第一次出船，出海。
当他第一次。
You know the story.
你们知道这个故事。
I remember a couple years ago.Couple years ago, my brother, he got an internship at World Trade Center.
我的弟弟在那个世界
贸易
中心那里工作。
He was so happy.
他很高兴。
Very prestigious place.
很特别的一个地方。
Important company are there.
所有很重要的公司都在那儿。
I know God is involved.
我知道神在当中。
Because of the book of minor prophets.
因为这个小先知书
He tell you
告诉你们
His judgment come
他的审判的日子快来了
I know it's true because the day after the tower fall
在那个世界末日中心倒塌之后
Our church, the Bible study was full
我们的圣经学习小组很多人参加
Yeah, a lot of people come
很多人来踊跃的参加
Somehow they know God has something to do with it
他们知道神已经有做过。
God say the judgment will come.
神说审判的日子快到了。
And he tell you beforehand.
他提前告诉我们。
Even if I tell you, you won't believe it.
哪怕我告诉了你们，你们也不相信。
However, that's for people like Esau.
这些就是像以扫类的人。
When you say there's no justice.
当他们说这里没有公义。
You did not read the minor prophets.
等于是你没有读小先知书。
You did not hear the warning before.
你没有听到那个警告。
You did not see what happened to them.
你不知道会发生什么在他们身上。
But you know, God does have a very different justice, for the people of Jacob.
但是神对雅各类的人有不同的公义。
If we keep going in the book of Malachi, when it comes to justice for,
我们继续读马来基书。
Okay, in Malachi chapter 3.
马来基书三章。
When it comes to justice for,
当我们讲到公义的时候。
That in chapter 3 verse 1.
三章一节，万军之耶和华说。我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的，快要来到，因为他如炼金之人的火，如瓢布之人的解，他必坐下如炼净银子的，必洁净另外人，熬炼他们像金银一样。他们就凭公义献供物给耶和华。
When he come to people like Jacob,
当神对待雅各这类的人是怎样的吗？
God said he will prepare a salvation, he will prepare a servant.
神说他会准备他的仆人。
The one you are waiting for.
他这是你们等待的。
The one from your heart, the one whom you desire.
这是你们在等待的。
He will come.
他会来到你们中间。
He will be like a refiner's fire.
他就像炼造金银的。
He will purify you.
他会洁净你们。
He's like a launderer's soap.
他就像那个漂布人的碱。
He's gonna wash you clean.
他会把你洗净。
He's gonna keep make you acceptable.
他会把你洗净，觉得为圣洁的，可以接受。
For the Lord He love.
因为神爱你们。
For Lord He loves say that a Messiah is coming.
说弥赛亚来了。
Justice will be done.
公义将成就。
But you will be purified.
你们会被洁净。
You are going to be cleansed.
你们会洁净。
You're going to be made acceptable.
你们就被神接纳。
God's justice will be done.
神的公义必成全。
And then let's go to the fourth.That we are at fourth now.
我们现在讲的第四个。
And then fifth.
第四啊，我们讲第五个对话。
The fourth conversation between Malachi and the people of Israel, right?
在第四个对话讲到马拉基对以色列人说话。
That's in verse chapter 3 verse 7.
在三章七节马拉基书，我们一起读。
现在
你们要转向我。我就转向你们，你们去问说，我们如何才是转向呢？
God told them through the prophet Malachi, "Return to me, and I will return to you," says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, "How are we to return?" God told you to return, to come back.
神告诉你们要转向。
I'm sure in their mind, when did we left?
在他们的想法当中，我们从来都没有。
We are always following you.
我们总是在跟着你。
How do we return?
我们怎样才能转回呢？
When people don't think they do anything wrong, how are they to return?
他们并不觉得他们有做错任何事情。
Very often, I think I think in the Old New Testament, very often see people think we by doing the right thing.
在旧约里边，通常我们他们认为，如果我们做合适的事，遵守律法。
Yeah, very often we think we do the right thing.
如果我们做对事情。
We say the right thing.
我们说合适的话。
We believe in the right thing.
我们就相信合适。
Somehow we are okay.
我们应该是没有问题。
But here, God tells them we got to return.
但是在这里神却说你们要转向。
How are we to return?
我们怎样转向他呢？
I think Jesus said that where your treasure is,
耶稣说你们的宝藏在哪里？
There is your heart also.
你的心就在哪里？
God told them,
神告诉他们，
Look at how you spend your resource.
看看你是怎样花你的血。
Bring your tithe to my house.
把你的十分之一献到我的殿里。
Very often, how do we return to? How do we know we return to God?
我们怎么才能知道我们是转向神呢？
Malachi tell you.
马拉基就告诉你。
See how you use your treasure.
看看你是怎样用你的宝藏。
I think our house is very important to us.
我们觉得我们的房子对我们非常重要。
We have the resource to make it good.
我们要把这些所有的。
We have the resource, the money to make it right.
我们有钱把它做好。
Yeah, our career is very important.
我们的事业很重要。
We have the resource to invest on it.
我们可以继续的做好。
Our heart is very much in it.
我们的心全心全意的去做，为我们的房子。
But very often God say that to return to me.
但是神却说要转向我。
Is to see how you use your resource. I think God doesn't really need anything from us.
事实上，神并不需要任何东西从我们这里来的。
Bible say that if I need something, if I'm hungry,
如果我饿了。
I don't have to ask anyone.
我不需要去请求任何人。
I'm not going to ask you.
我也不问你。
I just take it. It's mine.
我就拿就行了，因为这都是我的。
I don't need anything from you.
我不需要任何的东西。
But how do we know our heart is turned right?
我们怎么才知道我们的心向的正呢？
God says, look at how you utilize your treasure.
神说，看看你是怎样用你的财产。
Because where your treasure is.
你的财宝在哪里？
There you are.
你的心就在哪里？
So Malachi in some way has tried to help us so that so that we can see ourselves.
法拉基就告诉我们怎样去审查我们自己。
And finally,
最后
there's a conversation. The final conversation between them is that in verse chapter 3, verse 13.
马拉基书三章十三节，我们一起读。耶和华说，
你们用话顶撞我，你们还说我用什么话顶撞你们呢？
In Malachi chapter 3, Malachi says, you have spoke arrogantly against me, said the Lord. Yet you ask, what have we said against you? I think for us, for God to tell us that you have been very arrogant before me.
神说你们很傲慢，在我面前。
You treat me like nothing.
你对我，你一点都不尊重我。
Could that be true?
这样会是真的吗？
Let's keep reading.
我们继续读。
When you say, that's in Malachi 14.
马来基书三章十四节，你们说是奉神是仆人的。遵守神所吩咐的，在万军之耶和华面前苦苦地斋戒，有什么益处呢？如今我们称狂傲的人为有福，并且行恶的人得见利。他们虽然试探神，却得脱离灾难。
God see into their heart.
神审查他们的内心。
God see that you say.
神说
It is futile to serve God.
我们是应该是
我们侍奉神没有用啊。
我们侍奉神有什么用呢？
It is not nothing. We come to church every day.
我们今天来教堂，每个星期天来教堂。
How is that going to a funeral? Is that like go? In verse, is that attending if everybody got long face coming to church?
大家都是苦，愁眉苦脸的来到神的来到教会。
We come here is wasting time.
我们来这里好像浪费了时间。
Very often, I think you what we watch watch a lot of Chinese TV.
有的时候我们看电视。
People go to the
中国的电视剧。
People go to the temple.
人们去寺庙。
They worship idol.
他们就去拜偶像。
And this idol is really good.
他们说这个偶像很好。
Everything I pray for come true.
我所祷告的就成真了。
Everything I ask for, he answer me.
我求了什么就得到应许。
Tomorrow, if I pray and he doesn't answer,
如果明天我祷告什么他不听的话，
I'm going to another one.
然后我就换一个。
If you have that attitude before the God of Bible,
如果你用同样的态度来对待耶和华的话，
He said you are arrogant.
你是太傲慢了。
You think I'm your servant. You treat me like your servant.
你以为我是你的仆人。
People say that God is a nice heavenly innkeeper.
And
God is the way to prepare a place for me.
耶稣去为我们准备地方。
Make sure you get me a good room.
他们说要帮我准备好一个好的房间。
Otherwise, I'm not believing you anymore.
要不然我就不相信你。
God told through Malachi say you are arrogant to the before me.
神通过马来西是说你们太傲慢了在我面前。
They are people of God.
他们是神的人子民。
Did they realize God is establish a kingdom?
他们真正知道神在建立神国吗？
Yeah, God said that, He is established a kingdom of people who fear Him.
他们觉得人神觉得应该所有的人都应该敬畏神。
Yeah, in the book of Malachi.
在马拉基书。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
三章十六节到十八节，我们一起读。有纪念册在他面前，记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。万军之耶和华说：“在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必怜悯他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子，将善人和恶人、侍奉神的和不侍奉神的分别出来。”
These people of God, they say it's useless to serve God.
这些人说，侍奉神是没有用的。
Wasting time.
浪费时间。
But God tell them.
但是神告诉他们。
Malachi answered.
马拉基说。
There is a scroll of remembrance.
那里有一本纪念册。
There's a book of life.
那里有生命册。
And you remember, Jesus talked about the book of life.
你们知道耶稣讲到了生命册的事。
When disciple went out, then they driven out the demon.
当那些门徒出去赶鬼的时候。
They were so happy. They demon, even demon listened to us.
那些鬼都邪灵都听他们的。
But Jesus said, don't be happy because demon listen to you.
不要因为那些邪灵听你们就高兴，耶稣说。
You should be happy because your name is on the book of life.
你们应该高兴，因为你的名字已经写在生命册上。
Malachi told them.
马拉基告诉他们。
There is certain people.
这里有一部分人。
Who fear God.
他敬畏神。
Who worship God.
他敬拜神。
Whose name.Are in that book of remembrance, the scroll of remembrance.
他的名就在这本纪念册上。
In that book.
在那本书。
When your name is in that book.
当你的名字写在这本书上。
It makes all the difference in life.
一切都更改了，你的人生就变化。
He said, I think the Chinese say 善人和义人。You want to read that again?
将善人和恶人。侍奉神的和不侍奉神的分别出来。
I think he said separate them, but in English.
就把他们分别出来，在英文里说。
When your name is in the book, that makes all the difference.
当你的名字在上边的时候，就已经完全的、彻底的改变了。
Everything in life, you can live 100 years.
你可以活到100岁，生活都蛮丰富。
But your name is not in the book of life.
但是你的名字却没有记到生命册上的话。
You are going to come out short.
你就缺乏了。
If you live 10 years.
如果你活10年。
And your name is in the book of life.
你的名字却在生命册里边。
Malachi told them.
马拉基告诉他们。
That makes all the difference in the world.
这个是完全的不一样。
These are 6 very interesting conversations, I thought.
这是六个不同的对话。
I mean, these are written a couple thousand years ago.
这是一两千年之前就写好的书。
But it's so practical, so realistic.
真的是，对我们今天来讲也很
真实。The Malachi told the Israelites.
马拉基告诉以色列人说。
Many of them are still true today.
很多人今天还是真的。
It seems like the message is still to apply to us today.
今天，哪怕几千年写的这个本书，对我们今天也是非常实用。
I know the first time I read through the book of Malachi.
当我第一次读马拉基书的时候。
I guess because when I went through Genesis, right, and I go slowly. By the time I get to Malachi, I'm speed reading.
当我读圣经的时候，从创世纪开始，我读得很慢，但是在马拉基的时候，我读马拉基书的时候，我就读得很快。
But these books are very obvious.
但是这些书都是很真实的。
很明显的。Without taking time to read carefully.
我们要好好的花时间去。仔细的研究。
You really don't understand what he is talking about.
要去明白他真正讲的意义。
In fact, the Malachi is speaking the Haggai, all these prophets.
马拉基也讲到了其他的所有的先知，比如说。
They spoke to us.
他也跟对我们说话。
Stop. We really don't like to hear.
那些是我其实我们不愿意听的话。
We like to hear about God's salvation plan.
我们却喜欢听救恩的计划。
God save us.
看神的怎么救拯救我
们。But when God talk about Himself,
当神讲到他本身的本性的时候
，A lot of scary stuff there.
有很多恐惧在其中。
That's why the book of the minor prophets.
在小先知书里面。
Put the fear of law in people.
让人们敬畏神。
And I think fear the law, God says, is a good thing.
敬畏神是很棒的。
He said, when you fear the law,
当你敬畏神的时候
it's the beginning of wisdom.
就是智慧的开端。
That's why it's very important we see the whole spectrum about God.
所以说我们看从这样子的话我们就认识到神的全面。
We know He's God who loves us.
我们知道神爱我们。
He is also God of justice.
他也是公义的神。
And after I study some of the book of minor prophets,
当我学习小先知书的时候
I really say amazing grace is amazing.
我真的觉得奇异恩典真的很奇异。
It's really amazing that we are being chosen.
真的很奇异，我们被
招
选。
Who are we? That we are favored.
我们为什么成为他的
we are favored by him.
我们却成为他的仆人被他召选
and this is this we have shared with the young this is I hope to be able to study more the minor prophets
这是我跟我们的年轻人分享的 我希望我们大家学习更多关于小先知书
because through the minor prophets you can see the real God
通过小先知书我们可以认识
Not just the God of imagination
不只是我们想象出来的神
But the God who run the history who control history
能够看到神以前控制历史的一切的神
God who demands something of us
神为我们显示的救恩
And God who also loves us so much
神爱我们
Yep, let's pray
让我们一起祷告
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父
We thank you that we can learn more about you.
我们感谢你让我们学习更多你的话语
We thank you for your salvation plans.
感谢你救恩的计划
But we thank you that we can also come to know you as who you are.
我感谢你让我们认识你真实的你是真实真实伟大的神
You are our creator.
你是我们的创造者
You are our king.
你是我们的
You are
the
Lord of Lords.
你是万主之主
Lord, we come here so we can worship you.
主啊，我们来到这里，我们敬拜敬拜你。
We want our life to be pleasing to you.
我想，我们希望我们的生活都蒙你的悦纳。
We want to pray that your will will be done on our life.
我们愿意你的旨意在我们身上成全。
Your will be done in this church.
你的旨意在我们的教会成全。
That your name will be glorified here.
愿我们这里的荣耀都归于你。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
阿门。